The reading today is taken from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 to 16. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. That thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth. To them that are in darkness, shew yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyous, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may never forget, yet will I not forget thee.
See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands.
Hi, I'm so glad to share a word that God has put on my heart, and I hope it really blesses you. It's taken from Isaiah 49:16. Sorry, my name is Faluki Campbell, by the way. And I was asked to just bring a 10-minute encouragement. So my scripture is Isaiah 49:16. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. This is a word of hope for Israel. Israel was going through a stage where they had been ransacked by enemy after enemy. Their sons and daughters had been carried away and enslaved. And they were in a sorry state. Does it sound a little bit familiar? They felt that the Lord had forsaken them. How many times have we said, how long, Lord? How long will we be in lockdown? How long will things not be like they were? And we might be tempted to feel the same way that they did. And so God asked them, he said, I haven't forsaken you. He didn't just say that. He said, but could a woman forget her child? And then he thinks, well, maybe she could, but I will never forgive you. Why? I've got you right here on the palm my hands. God chose to have a permanent reminder, not just a piece of jewelry that could get lost, a little locket with your picture in it, but a permanent reminder. We read in Romans 2:28, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit. So in case you were trying to think that, oh, well, he's got Israel on the palm of his hands. But we can say from this Roman scripture that he has those who are circumcised in heart on the palm of his hands. And three things I want to encourage us to do with this particular word today. Isaiah 49:16. The first thing is meditate. The second thing is be present in your now. And the third thing is wait upon the Lord. As we meditate the word, this particular scripture, it means paying attention to it. When this message is over and church is done, sometime during the week, get it out, look it up for yourself. Go over and over and over it. See, I have engraved Gloria, Janine, Dave on the palm of my hands. your walls are ever before me. And as we meditate that, as we ruminate on that, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and our minds fixed on Jesus. We don't know why we have been in such turmoil and troubles, just as the Israelites at that time didn't know why their sons and daughters have been carried off. It just went beyond them. Why? And why in their generation? Why not after they had come and gone? We don't know why COVID has devastated our world. Our understanding is limited. Why did God let it happen? I don't know. I don't try and defend God. As Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And I've just got to believe, because that's where my faith is at, that somehow God allowed it. And as he allowed it, he'll work it out. He will work it out. Just as a child going for the MMR doesn't realize that the pirates have their best intentions at heart. What do? You start explaining the ins and out of measles and rubella to that 18-month-year-old? No. But the child is comforted by the parent. And I believe that COVID-19 was a necessary injection that God allowed. And one day when we meet him in glory, if that's even on our minds at the time, he'll let us know. So meditate on the word. Takes your mind off of the whys, the how comes, the who's, the woe is me, because you realize that I'm nestled in the palm of my Father's hands. Be present in your now is my second point. Too often we're just rushing into the next season. I'm guilty. I want to be, you know, sometimes I read the end of a book, you know, confession time here, because, you know, I can't wait until the end. I want to be there. I want to be in the next moment. But if we take an example of Joseph was very, very present in the now. He wasn't ruminating on his past life, rejection, false accusation by his boss's wife. And we see in Genesis 40, when Joseph came to them the next morning, he saw that they were dejected. Have we noticed colleagues at work? Have we noticed our neighbours? Have we noticed the people that God has put in our sphere of influence? Because they may be the key to your success in the future. If Joseph hadn't looked at what was about him, he would not have been able to give them an account of their dreams and would not have been called up to become the prime minister. He says to them, "Why do you look so sad today?" Come on, folks, we need to just wake up to the people in our lives. The key to his future success was linked to him being very aware of his present circumstances. And God does that all the time. He uses what we've got. He said to Moses, "What's in your hand?" Elijah said to the widow, "What do you have in your house?" Jesus used the two loaves and fishes to do an amazing miracle. God can take such little things and just make them into so much. So I encourage you, who is in your sphere of influence? Who can you develop relationships with? What do you have? What you have and you're thinking lightly about, maybe somebody else's miracle. And finally, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Don't grow weary of doing well. It's like, "Oh, I've been here for so long now. How long? Don't give up. Keep going. You know, in due season, you will reap if you don't faint. Think about the caterpillar kind of trudging along, thinking, you know, when would I? Oh, wish I could fly. But there comes a time when he goes into its own little lockdown cocoon. And then there's struggle to get out as he's transformed within that cocoon. We could let COVID-19 and the lockdown and all the restrictions be our cocoon. Allow God to transform us so that we can emerge like a butterfly. Are you paying attention to what God is saying? Are you giving him opportunity? Are you reading the word of God? Are you praying more? as that butterfly struggles out, you know the struggle is what makes its wings strong. If you were to go up and cut that cocoon, that caterpillar would fall on the ground. Why? Because it hasn't strengthened its wings. Some of you are struggling. Just see it in a new light. See it as wing development, strengthening you. You will rise up with wings as eagles. The struggles are strengthening your wings. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, he will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." I've had a season through this lockdown. I've had that scripture by my bed. And my sufferings, I would look at it, I would cry and just trust God that after I've suffered for a little while, the God of this internal glory himself, I keep saying, God, you yourself, you're going to come and make me strong, firm and steadfast, and you are going to restore me. So wait on the Lord for his timing. Don't just rush ahead. Be present in your now. Look around and see, because there are keys to your success and to your future right where you are. And meditate on the word of God. Let's not take it for granted. As we meditate, as we are present in the now, and as we wait upon the Lord, we will realize that we are in the amazing hand of the Most High God.